Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, along with Tony Gwynn Jr., who is out at Petco Park. Matt Scraby here in the Odyssey Palace. We got a few hours to spend together here today ahead of tonight's game between the Padres and the Seattle Mariners. It has gotten to the point now where you have to refer to this game as the first game of the Vetter Cup. If you do not do so, you are not, I guess, giving it its proper due. But I don't know. I think a kind of a made-for-TV type of thing that they've come up with over the years, the Mariners and Padres. They play all the time. They share a spring training facility. Tony, do you feel the tenseness of a rivalry getting back underway tonight?
Do I feel the tenseness? No, I don't feel it.
Yeah.
But there is one. And,
okay, all right.
You know, hopefully, you know, with these two teams being really good this year, we get three games. I was about to say two because normally it's a two-game set between these
right,
two.
Right,
now we're doing three. And hopefully these three games can be, you know, as advertised. I tell you what, even though the Padres lost two of three to the Yankees, that was a really fun series to watch. It was two really good teams. I think this is an opportunity for a little bit more of that. Two really good teams, good pitching. And listen, we found a way to escape having to face Logan Gilbert, who gives the Padres a lot of issues. They do get Woo. Woo pitched his tail off last time. I think they came to the yard here. So I think this is going to be a good series. Two good teams.
Yeah, we got Stephen Kolek tonight starting it off for the Padres, and all he's done is throw 15 consecutive scoreless innings in his first two.
This is his first home start, right?
Starts, yes. He gets a first home start and, you know, a chance to, I guess you could say he's moving up in class a little bit, as first two starts were against the Rockies and the Angels. So, or not the Angels, Rockies and
Pittsburgh,
thank you, yeah. So, yeah, he'll go to the first-place Mariners tonight, and hopefully he'll be on his game. I think everybody feels better after the Padre bullpen shut down the Halos in the final game of that series. But, you know, want to keep the bullpen going strong here and, you know, keep up with the rest of the league. The Dodgers beat the A's lot, and they beat them up. My goodness, 19-2, I guess it was. Ohtani hit two home runs, but also struck out against a position player. So it was a mixed night, I guess, for Shohei Ohtani last night. But the Dodgers are one game up on the Padres, although the two teams are tied in the loss column. Both have 15 losses. So
we won't face them until June.
I know. We got to get a rivalry game out of the way before we get our real rival to come here.
Right.
Right? This is called rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. The only problem is the Yankees aren't playing the Red Sox and the Padres aren't playing the Dodgers. So I don't see, rivalries aren't really happening.
Yeah, some trickery a little bit, I think, in terms of the rivalry thing.
It's very Rob Manfred.
I don't even think it's trickery, guys. I think it's trickeration. I think you have to call it
difference.
I don't know. You have to call it for what it is. But one other note about tonight's game that you may be interested in. You will not be able to watch the game on television unless you have your Apple TV. And remember, if you do have Apple TV, you're one of the fortunate or one of the people that feel like paying the freight for it. When you go to your coverage of Apple TV, the one nice thing.
Talk to them, Chris.
Yes, you can choose to listen to the Padre broadcast. As you watch the game, you don't have to go with the Apple TV announcers. You can go with Jesse and Tony.
That's right.
I think that is a great,
it is.
That's great.
I agree.
Yeah, I know you do. The part I don't like about it is that we all have to pay for it. You know what I mean?
I wonder if this game is free on Apple TV tonight, because I think all of the games, when I went to MLB.com earlier, it said watch free on all of the games.
Well, I think it's free, but it's only free if you've already paid for
Apple
TV.
But like a free trial or something?
Yeah, well, maybe that's
I'm not signing up for another free trial because I always forget
to. I'm not sure.
They can catch you slipping on a free trial if you want.
Oh, trust me, they'll catch me for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm never going to do a free trial again after what happened to me with the Peacock people, after they continued to charge me for 6 months after
That's
my free
right.
trial was
That's
over.
That's right. Peacock was taxing you. You didn't even pick up on it.
It was one of the most expensive free trials I think I've ever experienced. So I'll be careful about something like that. But, Padres, Mariners, you got, two of the better teams in the league. It should be a good one, good series. Mariners have dropped 7 of their last 10. So they're, I don't want to say they're scuffling a little bit, but Padres catch them at a decent time. Padres, they 10-4. Over the last 14 for the Padres. That's since they got swept by Tampa Bay. And I think this is one of the many things that's good about this team this year, Tony. Their ability to, unlike us fans, but their ability to put aside a tough loss, a tough, couple of games, and get right back to it. They lost that heartbreaker to finish the series in New York and then went to Colorado and scored 34 runs in 2 games. And then, of course, they lost to the Rockies and then had the heartbreaker to the Angels. But they come back and win the next 2. And, that's the sign of what a good team needs to do. Keep finding a way to, don't let a losing streak become something.
Did I tell you guys I'm hungry?
Oh, yeah. I'm just assuming that nowadays.
Yeah. Everything you said is, I was thinking about food during half of it, but it was spot on. It was spot on. They have to have that. I mean, I think all athletes have to have, did you guys just see that, breaking news just pop off?
I did. We're gonna have to wait for a second though. We're gonna have to wait.
We're gonna have to wait for what? The breaking news?
Oh yeah, it's breaking news.
Well, can we
wait,
just
what are we waiting on?
Can we do it now? I mean, Tony's just thinking about
that's kind of the whole
anyway.
Point of that's kind of the whole point of breaking news.
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
Go ahead, Tony.
Scrabby's guy, Brock Purdy.
Uh-oh.
$265 million.
$181 guaranteed.
$181 million never has to lift another finger.
Never has to live another
finger. I don't like how
finger.
You put that. I'm
sorry.
He could turn into the worst quarterback in the history of sports if he was now.
I don't know the details, though. Like, I don't know how many years.
It says 5 years, what would I say?
265.
$265 million.
Here, more news is coming out now.
So he's making $53 million a year.
Oh, he got his bag.
But wow. That's not even.
And y'all was trying to get him to take less, y'all suckers out there.
Well, I would have wanted him to take less because it would have helped the team, so Brock Purdy doesn't want to help the team, I guess.
He had helped the team for however many years he was basically playing for
the guy
free.
Made $100,000 the year he took him to the Super Bowl.
Right. So. Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to
even it out, yeah.
I'm trying to look at where he ranks now in quarterbacks and their pay. because
I think that's up there. I don't know that too many quarterbacks got more than 53.
That's true. Give me a second. I'll figure this out.
All right. Don't hurt yourself.
I'll try not to, Chris. Thank you.
That is big news. 49ers, I mean, I think it's been assumed, right, by everybody that this was going to happen. But
yeah.
It was just
yeah.
a matter of when and how much.
Yes, absolutely.
People were balking at him getting above 50, though. I know that. I heard
that
from
got that.
A number of talking heads.
Guess what I got on my DM right when that news came down.
What?
Windows closed, bro. Like, really? Uh-huh, okay.
Well, this is the argument that we could have, and we're not going to have it right now. But, I mean, are the 49ers really in a better place than they were, you know, last season when they finished last?
I think it's hard to believe they are.
You know, I mean, right. Unless McCaffrey can, you know, prove to everybody he's perfectly healthy. Dak Prescott, $60 million. Josh Allen, $55 million. Joe Burrow, $55 million. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Jordan, $5 million. Tua, $53.1 million.
So Tua's making more than Brock Purdy.
That's great.
And, who is the other guy making $55 million? Trevor Lawrence? Come on. Brock Purdy should not be crushed for this contract
Listen. Let me tell you.
Listen.
Now Brock has got $53 million. So he's underneath those guys. That being said, he's going to now have to show. He has a chance. He doesn't have to show. He showed what he needed to show to get his 53. But now he has a chance to show that he can also put a team on his back and do some carrying now.
Yeah.
Because they ain't going to be as talented as they've been in the past.
I would agree with that, and I think he's up to the challenge. I really do.
So now I think criticism will be fair if
sure.
he is not answering the call.
Yeah, because now you're one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, and now you got to perform even better than you've already done.
Good luck with that, Scrape.
That's right. Good luck with that.
I mean, I just hope McCaffrey stays healthy. I mean, this is obviously the key to it,
yeah.
isn't
yeah.
it?
It
I
is,
mean,
for sure.
You know, Brock Purdy's got the bag, but still, Christian McCaffrey's got the keys to the franchise.
He does.
So, you know,
we'll dive into this a lot more later, Chris.
Oh, I can't wait. any day that lends itself to extra 49er talk is a day I can't wait for. All right. Thank you. $53 million. Do you realize he's the 11th NFL quarterback now that makes over $50 million a year? 11 guys. It's almost half, not quite half the league. I guess a third of the league.
That's how you know, though. That's exactly how you know that it's not about the actual talent or accomplishment. It's not just about those things. It's also about timing.
Yeah.
You come up, you played well at the right time. It don't matter. Your game's going to be up there. Kirk Cousins. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
You mentioned Trevor Lawrence, right? Doesn't deserve it. $55 million.
Does he?
He does. Okay, he doesn't deserve it based on last season, but when his contract ended, he had just led them to the playoffs and almost beat Kansas City in the first round.
That's right.
So when his contract, that's what Tony's saying. When his contract was up, it was like, hey, this guy's the next thing. He's about to take down the Chiefs.
So let me ask you guys this: if this would have been done after they lost the Super Bowl last time, would he have gotten more money, Brock Purdy?
He probably would have. But the thing was, the Niners weren't in position to even offer him that kind of money at that time.
They were in cap hell.
Had they been there, they would have been in a whole lot of trouble to have to pay him after he just took them to a Super Bowl.
All right, all 49er radio continues after our first break of the day. It's Quinn and Chris. Yeah, I know. I think we're in San Diego, but I'm not quite sure now. I'm looking out to see, oh, there is the Bay Bridge. Okay, it's looking
good. Oh, there's the Golden Gate.
Yeah, shimmering in the sun here on 97.3 The Fan. Back with more.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, there you are. Scraby said you weren't paying attention, so he made me talk.
Chris, you didn't need to say it like that. Jeez.
Wow.
I was just I'm looking at Tony in the camera, and he had his headphones on top of his head just looking out the field. Well, that's what I said.
I was looking at my camera. I was waiting for me to pop up on screen.
He was hungry. The guy's hungry.
Yeah, understand I'm starving. That. Understand you gotta forgive that. I'm just trying to keep my mind off and not eating something I ain't supposed to eat.
Been there.
Let's talk some Padres. We got off track there as the breaking news of Brock Purdy finally getting his bag. Well deserved, I must say. Despite how you may think, or some people may think, he did a good job for a good team there. Now, let's talk some Padres. Yu Darvish, we talked about this yesterday, getting closer. Had a nice outing last night, or yesterday, or might have been the day before, actually. Mike Schilt joined Ben and Woods earlier this morning, and here's what his thoughts on a six-man rotation.
Yeah, we've thought about it. We haven't made any final decisions. We're still waiting on, you know, how Darvish is going to recover and how he feels and what the next steps are. So, you know, it's you know, you have your thoughts around what that could possibly look like, but there's still moving parts to it. You know, use recovery being one of them, what his next steps are being a factor. You know, there are other factors. The schedule is a little bit of a factor. You know, you talk about taking care of the bullpen. I really don't think it takes care of the bullpen to have one less guy down there.
That's true.
Especially, you know, we're going to get through, you know, this three-game series, have a day off, and then have fewer days off. We've been, you know, fortunate to have that. You know, but, you know, we'll always evaluate any and all of it and see where it lands.
Yeah, so it doesn't sound like there is any decision made there. I think we're probably too far out before you start thinking about it. Conversations, as Mike Schilt said, have been had. And so we'll see where we go from there. We got more on Mike Schilt, and we'll get to that earlier today. The manager's report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by EcoWater Social and
SoCal.
I'm sorry, SoCal. I thought it said social.
It's okay. You're hungry.
I am hungry. I mean, what do you guys think? I think ultimately they settle on it. I don't think it'll be a six-man rotation, but there will be a sixth pitcher involved at different points.
I think especially if Kolek, you know, if he does anything close to what he's been doing, you got to keep give him some opportunities, right? you can't just take him out. Hasn't given up a run yet. So
they could definitely just take him out.
Okay. I know what you mean. But I think for Darvish's I think for Darvish's, you know, as he comes along, you know, he doesn't need to pitch every fifth day. So I think they'll plug Kolek in.
I was saying on the Scraby show last night, like, tell me if I'm wrong. Don't pitchers not like the six-man rotation thing because it takes them out of their routine and they don't like being taken out of their routine?
Here's what I would say is that I don't know if they decided to do a six-man rotation, they would do it, right? And everybody would participate. But let's say pitchers one and two who have been on regular rest start to struggle, right? And, you know, the reason why you did the six-man rotation for, let's say, pitcher four is helping him. Like, he's able to keep making his starts. But the other two guys in the rotation during this six-man deal are struggling. Feelings can start to get involved at that point, even if you were on board to begin with, right? As it starts to go and, you know, all of a sudden your rhythm is being affected by it. And, you know, you're not able, you're struggling out of that time. So that's how it can get a little hairy at times. But they could always go in there and just sit everybody down and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. And they could try to do that. Or they could just find spots, depending on the schedule, where they could get a six guy in there and maybe be able to remove them. And there's a bunch of different ways you can get it done is what I'm ultimately getting at.
Do you think that they would open it up for conversation among the pitchers, or is it because that could be dangerous in the sense that everybody's got their own opinion, right?
Right.
So you almost have to,
You could open it up, but I think you would have to have an inkling that they would all be on board before you would just rolled in there like completely blind to how everybody may react. Yeah, I don't think as a manager or as a pitching coach you can leave it up to the players. You could maybe ask them what their feelings is on it, but ultimately, if you ask all six of them, you're going to get probably six different answers.
Yeah.
And so, how do you proceed from there? You know. So, yeah, I think you just kind of got to do it, whatever it is you decide.
I hope that
you let them know what you're doing, but ultimately, you make the decision.
I hope they don't do it. I think a regular six would be. I want Michael King pitching more.
Okay, then what do you do?
I think I plug in Kolek here and there for Darvish.
Okay.
Yeah. You can give one guy in the rotation a day so that it can jumble up to where you can get a Kolek in there, push somebody back one day.
Yeah, maybe if there's a week where there's no days off, or, you know, maybe then you get Kolek in. I think you can do it, but I don't think an official six-man would serve these guys the best from my, you know, perch way over here.
let's hear from what Mike had to say with Bennett Woods. Let's start with his players respecting umpires.
It's something I believe in. It's something that's not hard. We've got a bunch of good guys, high-character guys that, you know, recognize that, you know, everybody's got a job to do. It can be hard, including umpires. And, you know, we try to talk to them, work with them. And our guys do a really good job. Teams I've had historically have always done that. You know, the respect factor there in a job that is really a challenging job. And, you know, a lot of the conversations have and should take place in a very professional way. Where do you have it? What do you think? You know, more nuanced that people watching the game don't necessarily see or recognize, you know, and so, but, you know, we have our human moments and, but, you know, like Toddy had his first ejection, grew up in the game clearly with his dad, you know, knows how to go about things, knows how to, you know, one of the things that we also do is, you know, we put up, a little bio with the umpires before the game in the dugout that says, hey, this is, you know, ex umpire, you know, his number of years he has in the league. This is a little personal background on him. And our guys, you know, they talk to him. We're not trying to curry any favor. We're just trying to, you know, make sure that we humanize him and we are able to talk to him. But, in Toddy's case, like I said, he's been in the game a long time, been around the game, and took exception with some calls and, you know, said something to, you know, as he was walking away with his head turned in a very non-demonstrative manner without raising his voice or making any, you know, real scene. And, you know, the umpire had a human moment, threw him out. And at that point, you know, the glasses came off.
Here's the funny.
Sometimes as a player, you just have to whisper in an umpire's ear, "You suck," and then move on.
I think that's what he
must have
said.
Sometimes it just has to go down that way. It just has to.
It didn't look like it was egregious.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of what Toddy did there, is that he got in his heart, he got to feel good as he told Adrian how he felt about his day that day. And then he moved on. He walked off very calmly. He wasn't upset. He got it out. I appreciate the way Toddy got ejected.
And Mike Schilt, who just said, you know, we respect umpires. He, if you listen to the John Boy, Twitter post, Mike Schilt said, and you can back it up because you can watch the argument, he never really complained about the umpiring. He only complained about the fact that we have a bunch of good guys who should never be thrown out of games. That was his point.
You know, Ben Woods actually asked him if he watched the video. This was in a separate clip I saw on Twitter. And he said he did watch the video, and he did because he wanted to see what people were saying about it. Because that could be a little bit weird when someone's reading your lips.
It was funny. I think it was on the third day. It was the last day in New York. Schulte was outside. He was on the phone, I think, maybe doing an interview. And Aaron Boone walked over to him. And in my mind, I start to think, I wonder if that's a John Boy talk. Like, hey, man, you about to get it. This is what they're about to do to you right here.
Because Aaron Boone goes on with John Boy, right? Well, that's his interview.
He goes on with them. He's been featured on there a number of times as the manager getting kicked out.
Let's be honest, John Boy would not have a website if it wasn't for Aaron Boone. He made him famous.
No, the Astros made him famous.
Oh right, okay. Right.
That's where they did their some of their best work, right?
Yeah.
There.
No, fair enough.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, it's Friar Friday. We were lucky enough to be joined by Padre outfielder Brandon Lockridge. Great interview. You get a chance to hear it next on Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Winnie, Chris.
The clock moves slow when you're not eating.
I'm trying not to look at the clock. I hadn't even looked at it until you just said something about it.
It is my job to give people the time out there when we come back. My apologies.
Touché.
All right. We got our Fryer Friday interview with Brandon Lockridge coming up shortly. Brandon is in the starting lineup again tonight, which I think he deserves. He had a big two-run hit the other night, help you win the ball game. But that is also going to continue to fuel the speculation. Right? I'm not saying it's true. The speculation that the end could be nearing for Jason Hayward. So I have nothing to support that statement other than the fact that people are all speculating it now that Lockridge has been starting against right-handed pitchers the last couple of games. That's it. Didn't need any further conversation, nor will there be. For the rest of the lineup, we take you out to Petco Park and Tony Gwynn Jr.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
No, you got me. I'm just finishing up Cronenworth's numbers here. Here we go. Padre lineup today. Toddy, Arise, Machado, Merrill, Bogart, Sheets. He's the designated hitter. Cronenworth, Diaz, Lockridge. Boom.
Boom, boom.
Boom.
I haven't paid a close enough attention to this, Tony. The Maldonado-Diaz sharing of behind the plate, is there any rhyme or reason to it? What I mean by that is Maldonado only working with certain pitchers? Is Diaz working with certain pitchers? Is there just kind of just going back and forth based on, you know, the feel for that day? Do we know? I don't know if anybody's asked Mike Shildt this or not, but
that's a good question. Going back. I'm looking now. Seeing what I see. You guys keep the conversation.
Well, Kolek's last game was the 21-0 game. I think Diaz started that game.
But I think Maldonado caught his first
His first one. So, yeah, okay. So there's nothing necessarily to that, but it's just been interesting. They haven't necessarily gone, you know, 1-1-1-1. They haven't necessarily really gone in any pattern at all. You know, like you could lose a bet every day trying to figure out which of the two is going to start. So that's interesting to me. But I find that kind of stuff interesting.
Well,
I guess
if you ask the fans, they want a new catcher.
I know they
do. A new left fielder.
I know what they want. All right.
Jeez.
I know they want Ted Williams in left field, you said yesterday.
Okay, stop with Ted Williams.
Hey, okay. How about Johnny Bench behind the plate? He's still alive.
He is, and we met him. So, we saw him.
I will say this. The last three, Maldi has caught every one of Vasquez's starts.
Vasquez is okay, so maybe he's the Vasquez guy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep our eye on that. PGA Championship is going today, Scrabe. I know you're aware.
Oh, your boy thought he hit a nice shot, and then it rolled off the green. He was just befuddled by that. He thought that shot was the greatest shot ever.
Mr. McIlroy, you're talking about.
Yes, I am.
He is fighting to make the cut right now.
Again, he's won his Masters. He's fine.
He's packing it in, huh?
I don't think so.
Masters, he's good now.
I think in your world that might be true. In his and in the golf world, winning the Masters and then missing the cut in the PGA would be.
He's already won a PGA twice.
It would still be embarrassing for the Masters champ to then turn around and miss the cut.
I would like to see.
What would Tiger do?
Well, Tiger's he's a robot. There's nothing that Tiger doesn't have emotion. He's a robot. He just goes out there and he wins.
I see. So Rory is just lallygagging his way through.
No, I think that he is, you know, they do talk about the Masters, like, once hangover. You win the Masters, yeah, you have a hangout because you have to go do you all these crazy interviews. You have to go fly places. I'm serious, Chris. Ask Jordan Spieth about it.
I don't care about Jordan Spieth. Rory McIlroy is Rory McIlroy. And that guy could walk up to a reporter, punch him in the face, kick him, step on him, and walk into the parking lot, and you would defend him.
I don't know why,
it is
Chris.
It's unbelievable how you defend this guy endlessly. You won't just accept the fact that he's not playing well.
I did.
You know,
but
it's funny. You bring up Spieth. I mean, he could very much end up like Spieth, where he wins a big major, and then we ain't heard from my man since.
That's the case, then let him ride off into the sunset. He has a career Grand Slam. He's like one of five golfers of all time to do
it. What happened to wanting to pursue greatness?
Oh, I'm sure he wants to be great, but I'm sure he's not too worried about missing the cut.
Apparently, he doesn't want just giving this one away.
According to you, right. I never said he was giving it away.
You basically said he's won his majors. He can kind of just
he's good.
He can just chill.
Yeah,
he
that's my deflection. Chill. That's my deflection. I mean, you guys need to research a little bit about the Masters hangover because a lot of these guys do end up struggling the rest of the year because when they win the Masters.
Lots of stuff. Anyway, McIlroy's plus one. The cut is plus two. So he's still got a pretty good chance to make the cut. He's got five holes left. Johnny Vegas.
It's one of my favorite names of golf.
Of course, Jonathan Vegas, the John Candy character in Stripes. I'm the aggressive type. I'm Johnny Vegas. I'd risk everything. That was his gnome de plume in Stripes. You got to go back. I love to make references to movies that you just look at me
oh,
like.
Oh, I've heard of Stripes. I've never seen it.
All right. Jonathan Vegas is on top right now. Scheffler is he's five back. He's minus three right now.
Oh, man, what's wrong with Scheffler?
Not in danger of missing a cut, though, Scrape. Knock it off. It's that close.
I just like to pop off when I can.
DeChambeau is minus three as well. JJ Spahn, the Aztec, is minus three. Good to see him in there.
He's been playing well in the majors.
All right. But right now it's Jonathan Vegas by two at the PGA. All right. We got a little our interview with Brandon Lockridge coming up. Let's get to that. He was really good today. And, this is a guy that I think we all root for, right? He's more like one of us. He didn't just pop on the scene and, with all the God-given talent that some of these guys have. He's earned his spot, and he's earned his keep on this team. Friar Friday interview, and it is time to visit with Padres outfielder Brandon Lockridge. Happy to have him as our Padre guest today. And I think the timing's pretty good, guys. Brandon, I mean, that hit the other night kind of sealed the victory over the Angels in the eighth inning there. And I know every player wants to contribute. That had to feel pretty good standing on first base after driving in those two.
Yes, it absolutely did. It's always a great night when you can contribute to this team and, help a win, So it was awesome.
Locke, I got to ask you, man, your first season really playing this role at the big league level, and you seemingly have adjusted very, very well. Getting some of that consistent playing time in there, I'm sure, helped before you went down with the injury. But how have you felt like you've adjusted to this role and getting yourself ready each and every time you may need to get into the game?
Yeah, it's definitely, I guess it's just a bit of comfortability that just comes with the experience, last year, getting a little taste towards the end of the season and, games that were obviously extremely meaningful, I feel like that really helped me adjust to, the start of this season, just kind of being around the guys and seeing how everybody went about their business. We had a very professional team that, just did things the right way last year. And it's really helped guide me in, how to prepare each day, kind of the mindset to come into each day. And, the level of comfortability I have, grown into this year has really helped me.
Yeah, Brandon Lockridge has been a big part of this Padres start to this season, and I have a feeling you're going to be a bigger and bigger part. Brandon, I have an interesting thought, and I don't know if I'm right, so if not, just tell me that I misread the situation. You visited with us in spring training down in Peoria. We sat down outside there on the benches and outside the little cafeteria there. Anyway, we had a nice, great conversation. We talked to you about making the team. And you said, if I recall, that you thought you had done everything possible to make the team. You were excited about it. You know, you felt like you'd given it everything you could. But you also said, I hope that they noticed, kind of thing. You know, that's what you were. And my point is, I don't know that you 100% really believed your name was going to be on that opening day roster until it was. Is that kind of where you were at that time? And you know, what did being on that opening day roster mean to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was extremely hopeful. You know, I knew I could sleep at night knowing I had done about everything that I felt like I could do.
Yeah.
As a player, and at the end of the day, that's, you know, whether that's in my preparation and, you know, my actual play on the field, that's really about all I can control. So, you know, to be told that morning that I'd made the opening day roster, it was, you know, rather emotional to say the least. But, you know, so full of excitement and you know, it was just an incredible experience in general. But, yeah, I would say I thought it was 50-50. Like, it could have went either way. We had an unbelievable competition for, you know, the couple spots that were available. And, you know, I was just super thankful that, you know, they recognized my play in spring training and rewarded it. And, you know, obviously nothing's given. So, you know, you got to earn it every single day. And, you know, that's kind of my mindset going forward. So.
Brandon Lockridge joined us, Padre outfielder, having a good season with this ball club right now. Lock, I mean, take us through a day, right? Let's take us through a day in which you know you're not going to start. What is the prep like? What is the prep like during the game? And then take us through a game where you know you're going to get a start, and how does that differ?
Yeah, I would say it's basically, it's definitely two different preparations. You know, like when I need to be locked in for a night coming off the bench is a little bit different than when I'm starting. Obviously I try to prepare the exact same way. When I get to the field, it's just kind of a mental focus. You know, I'm more so on days where I'm not starting, I'm more so looking into bullpen arms. You know, this year, lefty arms out of the bullpen, you know, righty pickoff moves, different things that, you know, I would potentially be in a situation to come in for later in the game. You know, just getting my body activated. I typically go in like the fifth, sixth inning, back into our weight room and kind of get my body active to be able to run and do the different things that I'm called for. But then, you know, on a start day, obviously it starts a little bit sooner. I'm prepping for the starter that day. In addition to guys that I could potentially face out of the pen and, yeah, just basically get my mind squared away much sooner in the day because I need to be ready from the first pitch of the game as opposed to, you know, sixth, seventh inning.
Brandon Lockridge is our guest. Brandon, I want to ask, and thanks for the time as always, but I wanted to ask you about, it's not a lost art anymore. I think it's actually coming back more to baseball, but I'm talking about the stolen base. You have amazing speed. We know that. But at this level, amazing speed does not steal you a base. You have to do a lot of things right. To read the pitcher, get the jump, pick the right pitch to go on, et cetera. What kinds of things do you like to key in on when you're on first base and you know it is a steal situation? Does every pitcher something different, or do you look for the back foot to go up or down on a right-handed pitcher, lefty? How do you read those things?
Yeah, it definitely depends on the pitcher. You know, we have a great support staff that, you know, picks up tips and tells on certain pitchers. I've always been, whether it's hitting or, you know, on base, a simpler thinker. So I try to keep it as simple as possible. You know, my probably first thing I look at on a pitcher is the pickoff move. So if the person has a, you know, above average pickoff move, then my lead length is obviously going to be shorter. So, you know, on certain guys that have, you know, lesser pickoff moves, I can get bigger leads and, you know, be more aggressive on the time. So, you know, that'd probably be the first thing that I, you know, key in on. And then, you know, whether he's a rhythm guy, you know, sometimes you can get guys a little bit fraction of a second better jump based on a rhythm that he does consistently. You know, there's certain things that lefties do, you know, that they don't even know they're doing that, you know, it's brought to my attention. So it works out a lot, you know. A lot of the times there's something on just about every pitcher if you watch the game and pay close enough attention that, you know, you can pick them apart to increase your odds of being safe. And then from a, you know, honing in on the pitcher, I've never been like as much a person to look at one specific body part. it's always kind of been a soft focus. I feel like I react better, you know, with a soft focus, kind of analyzing the whole, you know, his whole body. You can kind of see a lean sometimes, just a ever so slight lean before they go to the plate, and that can give you that fraction of a second to, you know, between out and safe on the back end of the steal. So there's a lot that goes into it. You know, I've kind of adjusted over the years on what helps me, but, you know, those are, you know, for the most part, that's kind of how I evaluate every pitcher when I'm on base. So
it's one of the first things you learn from a vet on a big league team is watch the game. When you watch the game, it teaches you so much just from watching. Brandon Lockridge joins us here. And Brandon, last one for me. You get an opportunity this year to watch some pretty good hitters in this lineup, from Toddy to Arise to the way Manny's swinging it this year. Are you pick some things up from those guys just from watching and being in a cage with them on a consistent basis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is an unbelievable group. I'm so fortunate to be around this many veterans and this many guys that have played the game at a high level for a long time. There's so much to learn every single night, and it's amazing how receptive all these guys are to, you know, my questions. Like, you know, post game, I'll be asking Toddy. There was a situation, I don't remember, it was maybe a couple weeks ago, where, you know, he was down 0-2 and he got like a fastball up and in off the plate that he turned on for like a line drive homer and an 0-2 count. And, you know, being the kind of hitter I am, you know, I was telling him after the game, I'm like, what were your thoughts there? Like, you know, if I swing at that, I'm either fouling it off or I'm picking my thumbs up out of the batter's box afterwards. Right. You know, you hit it 110 for a homer. And, you know, at the end of the day, obviously Tatis is a different category of hitter than most guys in the entire league. So, you know, hearing his approach, though, it was amazing. It was so simple. He was like, look, at that point, I'm down 0-2. I just tried to get started a little bit sooner and be really short to the baseball. And, you know, while it's probably not physically possible for me to do something like that, it was cool to hear, like, you know, 0-2, sometimes, you know, I'll kind of get sped up with my thinking. And, you know, him hearing him talk, he's calm. He's like, I'm just going to get going sooner and then trust myself to react. So, you know, situations like that, it's little things that what I've picked up is these guys are all super simple thinkers that slow the game down when needed. And, you know, sometimes that's all it takes in the box, is to kind of, you know, slow your thoughts down and just breathe and, you know that you're there for a reason. And, you know, that's essentially all of these guys in the lineup. They're it's almost overly simple when it comes to talk and approach with these guys. And it's something that, you know, I'm trying to incorporate in my own game more going forward. So
that's great stuff, Brandon. And I'll tell you one thing. I think we're all as happy as you were in March that they made the call to go with Brandon Lockridge this year. It has worked out great. You have certainly made them look like they knew what they were doing. And continued good luck here this year. Keep making it happen for the Padres. And we look forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks for good insight as well. It was fun listening to it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
You betcha.
Take care, Brandon.
That's what I like to hear when they say it was awesome.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was
good.
He
enjoyed our conversation.
And I enjoyed listening to him. He had some really good stuff. You know, stealing bases is a, you know, it is an art, Tony.
Sure.
I think people think it's just speed, but you really have to learn a lot of stuff to be a good base stealer. And he's learned a lot of it. And he'll pick up even more as he goes along. You know, this trade has worked out for the Padres. You know, talk about this, that, and the other. But getting Brandon Lockridge for Eniel De Los Santos from the Yankees, you know, advantage Padres.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
De Los Santos only pitched 5 games with the Yankees and had an ERA of 14. He's now with the Atlanta Braves as kind of a middle reliever.
You forgot Thomas Baldoni Jr. was also in that deal.
I apologize to Thomas Baldoni and all of his fans out there.
Yeah, you forgot, Chris. That was like the crux of the deal.
I did. I knew that, and I just slipped my mind at the last moment.
How could you?
Eniel
De Los Santos went to the Yankees, and I don't even think he made it through the rest of the season.
He
with
didn't.
Them.
He ended up with the White Sox, which is kind of one step away from being out of baseball. So now he's back with the Braves this year. Look, Eniel seemed like a decent guy, but he did have home run problems when he was a Padre.
He definitely did.
In fact, I'm looking at this. He gave up 11 homers here in 40 innings. I didn't even think he pitched 40. So, seemed like a lot of balls were flying out.
Oh, no, he pitched 40 because they was running him out there. So
yes, right. They kept running him out there. So, we said, no more. Trade him. And they did.
And we get B-Lock back.
And they got Brandon Lockridge. Good deal. All right, there's our first hour. McElroy just birdied. You should have seen Scraby running around.
Well, with all
the
trash talk you guys are doing, I'm going to now.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll update you on the PGA. Also, Daily Gambit, Gwen and Chris rolls on.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.